I alerted my father to the existence of Matthias Pumpkin.
Your dad's new best friend?
Yeah, he was arm's length about his response.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't think that he wants, I think this is like a narcissism of small differences where
what you saw in it was aspects of your dad. So showing it to him doesn't like, unless it was something that was like your dad saw as better than himself and therefore he could admire.
Right.
He's not going to love like, oh, you're talking about a man who's like ranting about parking spaces. No one wants to see themselves as that full person.
Right.
So yeah. It's not the right. Yeah. Now, what was the other thing you were going to send your dad?
What do you mean?
There was another thing that we saw, and I was like, oh, are you getting up to tell your father about that? And you were. Remember we watched something?
Yes.
Oh, it was when the boat hit the bridge. Because your dad loves container boats.
My dad loves container ships.
Showed us when two container boats rammed into each other in the...
in the Welland Canal.
Yeah.
My parents live close to a canal that it's sort of shocking. Like, the canal is very small, and these like, giant container... there's essentially enough width in the canal for two container ships to go side by side.
Except in the parts where the elevator is.
The locks. The lift locks.
They're water elevators.
Yeah. Anyway, so he... yeah. He's not... I'm not going to send him anything about Matthias Pumpkin. I'm going to
let it go.
He was also horrified that I have not seen any Charlie Chaplin movies. Does that horrify you?
As someone who works in your industry, yeah. That would be like if I had never touched like a computer older than the one that I use or something, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just like you have to know the history of your medium.
I know, but I'm a Philistine when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, but you're also like a proud Philistine, which makes it kind of stupid.
Yeah. I'm not a Philistine about television. I don't actually write movies. Like, I write TV, so I feel...
they're so wildly different.
They are wildly different.
They're so wildly different.
The form
it's
of...
Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
It's not Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Yeah, it is.
That's not it at all.
Yeah, it is.
A film is a circle and
a
TV...
taco is...
TV is straight line.
I know.
TV is straight line. The character is not supposed to change on TV.
People would argue almost the exact same word-for-word argument about a pizza and a taco.
What, that a pizza is a folded taco?
No, they're two wildly different things, and they come from different cultures. All of a sudden, you're like, yeah, but pizza and Taco Bell are basically the same thing.
This is such a case of false equivalency. I can't even argue with it. It's so dumb what you're saying.
Wow.
How would you rate the argument that you're currently making? Film versus TV equals Pizza Hut versus Taco Bell.
Perfect. 5 out of 5.
Oh, God.